And then I was brought back to the headquarters, which was at 280 Mayor Street, brought back there, and I was the assistant chief secretary, and then I became the social services secretary, which is the service head for the whole of the social work in the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. Well, I thought it matched me and I matched it. You know, I'd been rather grooved in training cadets, much as I love training cadets. But you have, you know, you have the business side, you have the professional, you have the spiritual side. And I suppose, you see, I've had all these years in the social services and I knew these people so well. What is so thrilling was to see people who didn't, you know, had an awful job through training, suddenly take off, you know, and really do things. And I think if I'm good at anything, I'm good at drawing people out and letting them be their best. I can always see the best in people and I can always work with it. And that's been such a huge, you know, privilege, really, you know, to see how they grow. And, you know, it's been just marvellous, really. I mean, it is God who brings the change in them, but they have to cooperate with him. And also, I mean, it was very privileged work, really. It was absolutely, you know, we had some wonderful people on our advisory boards and their commitment to the army and their desire to help the army. And I had such marvellous officers. You know, I had a man, one of his hostel men, put himself on the roof of a very steep factory building and he was going to commit suicide. And this officer went out to talk him down and he'd got a fear of heights, but he went out and did it. And then I had a lady, a woman officer, and she had a woman, a lady in her eventide home who was afraid to die. And you know, the lady was bedridden. She got on the bed and she held her in her arms all day until she had died. So that she was, you know, loved, not alone. Someone was there. And, you know, you work with people of that quality. And it takes some beating, I really do. And it was such a privilege, you know. And also, you know, we had all sorts of exciting things happening. All sorts. And we had new openings. You know, you have to do all the liaison work about the new openings, the new builds, and some closures. And it was the time of Liverpool's far left, loony left, and they didn't like anything religious at all, not at all. And they worked very hard to make sure that one of our big hostels was closed. And quite frankly, my own thought was, well, it was just as well it was closed. It was a great, big, ugly, awful place, but, you know, it was still a very big hostel and it served a lot of men. And I just happened to be calling there one day and the officer in charge said, I'm so glad you've come. He says, I won't give her name, but there was one lady who was very, very, very powerful in Liverpool at that time. She was there with others and they were going to photograph the great achievement of this empty place. So I'm afraid I went and threw the book at them. I said, look, we have our rules about publicity. And I said, if you could photograph the devotion of the officers, their sacrifice, their bringing up their children with all these men around them, if you could photograph the changed lives that have happened here and what is the security that have been given to these men, you could take your photos. But seeing you cannot photograph that, you can't. And they went away.